Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you have 4 years, $140 million, you could live like you
can live that life. I mean, it's not a problem for them. You and me, man, can't be going to U Street every night in Washington, D.C., living the life.
No.
Calle Ocho?
No.
I was at the thrift store on Calle Ocho the other day. That's what my life has devolved to. Thrift shopping on Calle Ocho.
Hey, man, that's how they're pairing us, man.
I was the most popular person there. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Everybody was coming up to me. Not for sports reasons why. I was just like this big lifehouse of white that people saw. So everybody that was white came up and talked to me because I
gringo,
guess.
Gringo. Yeah, gringo.
But all the Hispanic people too came up and started talking to me. Women asking me how clothes looked on them and stuff like that. I guess I fit that kind of hipster, kind of earthy, hippie type vibe too.
Yeah, you're a hipster.
Yeah, so maybe that's another reason. I had one girl, I told someone, I was like, I feel weird standing here. She comes out of her dressing room and goes, am I the reason you feel weird? I said, now, yeah. But yeah, I was thrifting it up, man. Well, I can't remember where I got my last. Oh, no, I actually do buy decent clothes, to be honest. Like, as much as people want to knock me, I'm pretty well dressed for the most part. Like, today I'm wearing a band t-shirt, She Wants Revenge, great band, because I'm wearing all black.
She Wants Revenge?
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Look at this. I'm in all black. I kind of look like a ninja. You see my red kicks, too. I'm that's total coincidence that I'm matching.
Yeah, you usually don't match like that.
But if you, some of the way people.
By the way, people, did you? If you're not watching on YouTube or on Twitch, my cousin, my cousin, just started.
I thought I'm just like a ninja.
He started doing karate moves.
Just like a ninja, man.
Stop. If you don't have, it's terrible. You're rhythmless.
Toupee's about to fall off too. So yeah, but no, some of the people that around here at the radio station, they dress interesting. Like they're like a softball or a volleyball coach. The shorts, the crew socks.
Bro, we all dress up like we just got out of bed, man.
I look great. What are you talking about?
Well, most of us do. If you're working in the morning, it's basically basketball tough, shorts and some sweatpants and a shirt. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. He said, give Dan some medicine. He's seasoned.
Yeah, I know. Wait till you see me dance. Wait till you see me sing. Wait till you see me do a lot of things. A lot of my life, people are probably initially seeing me and thinking that I'm going through a seizure because my hair starts flying all over the place, and I move kind of jerky. Like, when I work out, sometimes people are like, hey, man, you all right?
I'm like, move like Elaine Bennett's dancing.
A lot of jerkiness, man, in my life, you know? And then the hair starts, like, kind of, it's weird, man. It's weird. Vlad's dying right now. But if you're watching this on Twitch or YouTube, you're seeing, and then, like I said, like, this starts going all over my face. It's like a windshield wiper. And this is the back part, this back beaver tail that I have. It has all types of curls and moves.
You know ninja, bro. You don't know no karate.
Kicking it like karate.
You were moving like two were falling.
Ooh, better watch my head. Goodness. We'll let Vlad gather himself right now. No more ninja moves for now. Maybe later. Oh, by popular demand, more ninja moves. If I get twitches and tweets and texts at 305-567-0560 for more ninja moves, I will definitely do them.
Oh, my God. Yo, you're the best, bro.
Look.
I've never seen anything like that.
Glad I can entertain you. Vlad's dying. Like, Vlad's literally dying. Like, this
I'm
isn't
dying.
A bit.
I'm crying,
this
bro.
This isn't a bit. Like,
I'm crying. I've never seen the... Look at you, bro. Oh, my God. They'll beat the crap out of you. He has a serious face like he really knows what he's doing. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry. I'm crying. Oh, my God. I'm crying.
Oh, man.
Oh,
we all need help sometimes. Man, and people are going crazy, man. Richie is saying I need an OnlyFans taking requests now. Then Sergey, of course, always, those are ninja moves. Dan's kicking like an action figure would kick. Yeah, I got you. I got you. No comments about my toupee yet, though, so that's good. It looks really good online right now. I'm getting text messages right now from Lewis and the Wolfpack saying, don't hurt yourself.
Dude, you look like you're getting beat up by yourself.
Seth said, no more ninja moves. We don't want to lose you. It's life or death right now here in the studio. Vlad might die from me killing myself doing ninja moves. All because I dress like a ninja. Oh, man. I'm killing Vlad again. Yep. Appreciate all your positive comments. Thank you very much. Let's get to some headlines. The Marlins defeated the Pirates 4-3 yesterday in the 11th on a John Bertie single. The Fish are 19-5 in one-run games, and they have four walk-off winners this year. Eury Pérez on the mound right now. It is the bottom of the second. It is tied 0-0. Hopefully we can get that big win. We talked about how good the Marlins have been this year. How much of a pleasant, maybe not a pleasant surprise for me, but for most people, I stick with my girl. That's all I can say. Ugh. Vlad, I'm having trouble, and we're going to get into this later.
You're having trouble?
I'm having more trouble. Don't make me break out the moves on Inter Miami, I'm telling you. They were never in it last night as they fell to Philadelphia Union 4-1. It is their seventh MLL loss in a row. They will host Austin FC Saturday at 7:30.
All right, we're going.
We'll try to go.
Austin FC, right?
Yeah.
I'm
visiting Austin later this year.
No, but isn't the girl that you like, her man plays for that team?
That's not her man anymore.
Yeah, no, her X-Men?
No. Sebastian.
Whatever. What's Shorty's name?
Not Cardi B. No. Not Cardi B. Becky
obviously
G.
Obviously, it's
Becky
not
G.
Cardi B. What's wrong with you?
Becky G. Becky G.
Did your moves kick you out too?
Becky
did
G.
you kick yourself in the head?
I might have hit my head somewhere along the line. Me and Tua need to practice, bro. We're getting rusty. So, Becky G was engaged to Sebastian Legit. He plays with Dallas FC. Because remember, you and I wanted to go troll him.
Yes, he cheats
on Becky G, who is one of the all-time bad ones. And you know what? Becky G, he goes, I'm going to counseling. Becky G said, no need. Because I'm moving on. Because when you're that bad,
all right,
just move on.
All right. So was it the other team in Texas that they're playing this Saturday?
No. They got three teams in Texas now.
Austin, Dallas, and Houston.
But I'm visiting Austin later on this year. So gotcha. Checking out some restaurants. I'm going tubing. Have you ever been tubing, Vlad? It's not a very Florida thing, I don't think.
Tubing?
Yeah.
Wait, two people in a tube?
You get in a tube and you get a bunch of beer and you just float down a river.
Fama.
Usually it's for like 3, 4, or 5 hours, something like that.
I'll tube with a girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, sometimes you go with groups and stuff like that, but yeah, you got an inner tube.
Okay, how many beers?
Oh, I bring like a case or two. Because you could be there for a long time, and you could trade those beers for other objects along the way, because there's other people like, oh, I ran out of beer.
You
barter your beers, yeah. I've done that a lot. Like, so what I'll do is I'll get an inner tube, me and some friends will get together. There's like a special inner tube that you can put your ice chest in, and I'll load that sucker up. And then there's little beaches along the way as you tube down the river and you need to float, and if you got to go to the bathroom, you know, you get in the water.
I don't know if I'm tubing, bro. I don't know if I'm doing anything in the water after the submarine.
I know, that's scary, man. People got to learn, the Titanic, nothing good. Nothing good, not even the movie.
Like, dumbasses, why would you want to... Dumbasses. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
It's dumb.
I know you're dumb. I know, yo.
God rest your soul.
You're dumbasses. Submarine, Titanic. Nobody survived. Nobody's ever found anything there. What makes you think you're going to be the ones to discover anything? Dumbass. Sorry. You're dead. That's what happens.
I mean, if you tell me, hey, you want to spend thousands of dollars to be submersed in a submarine with people who are kind of professional to go see one of the greatest disasters of all time, I'm like, wow, you just said a lot of stuff I don't need in my life.
Dan, somebody tells you, yes, this, that's not even a boat, whatever this is, this mystery machine, looks like a mystery machine, looks like the Scooby-Doo van. The Scooby-Doo van that's going to go down the water is controlled by a Super Nintendo controller.
Yeah.
You gonna do that?
No. I'm scared to get in a hot air balloon for much less, man. Country people don't do that stuff. Country people don't submerse themselves with pressure and water and go see disasters.
I might tube though. Tube sounds kind of cool though.
Tubing's nice. Now we could. And I don't think they have tubing around here. I mean, we're gonna go float down a little river over here or the Tarpon River. That's not good.
All right, I gotta know the body of water we tubing in.
It's just a minor river, a small river, and you don't have to do anything because the current takes you down. You launch out, you get your tube, you get your ice chest, you float down the river. Maybe you stop at a beach somewhere, open up some Capri Sun ham sandwiches. You see, meet some other people. Sometimes some chicas are out there having a good time, and they're like, "Hey, do you have some beer or do you have some wine coolers?" I always pack a couple of, you know, like wine coolers or mangoritas or something. Manny from Jensen's knows. And you're like, actually, you don't like beer? Not a problem. Here's a fifth of Casamigo.
Yo, Sergey said if somebody passes gas in the submarine, does it linger?
Yeah!
I think somebody who passed gas is the reason why the thing blew up. I think somebody farted and that's how the thing blew up.
Shouldn't ate Mexican the night before. I warned him.
I'm trying to figure this out because here's the thing. You know, because me and my boy had this discussion. Obviously, there was no African-American, no black people in that submarine.
No!
We're not doing anything that's...
No, Vlad! You really?
I broke it down to my boy. I was like, yo, you know how long it takes for a girlfriend or a wife to convince their man to take them on a cruise? And this is a cruise where there's food. Everything's inclusive.
Everything's included, yeah. Right? And you don't have to think or drive.
And you actually land in ports. There's actually stops.
Stuff to do, yeah.
We don't like that.
Uh-uh. No.
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 You know what you got to do to get a cruise?
I know.
You got to give 10 years in this relationship, some kids, probably forgave me when I cheated a couple of times.
Yeah.
Like, you got to, yeah, we end this. But it's got to be, dude, this, damn, there's party boats down here that got nothing but beautiful single women out there.
That's all I want.
And that's the only reason why I would even consider going on a boat is because there's single women.
I like party barges and yachts.
That's it. But other than that, I'm not taking no boat where I'm going to be in the middle of the ocean or in the middle of water.
Hell no. There's too many bad things that could happen. Look at me. I went to the woods the other day and almost lost my life 5 times. I had to text you I'm still alive and I might not ever come back. You think I want to get on a boat? You think I want to get on the ocean? No, but women are involved. So what do I do? Sure, let's go. Oh, Michelin star restaurant. I don't make crap for money. Get appetizers. Get drinks. Feel good. What? Dress like a ninja? Sure, why not? Okay, you're right. And I got in trouble the other day because I was talking about I want to go on a yacht. I don't want to rent a yacht. I want the yacht lifestyle.
Oh, you want to own a yacht?
I want someone that owns that mother.
You want money to own a yacht.
I want the staff to come wait on me and me to be living the life. And I was like, I want the real yacht lifestyle. Not this rent it for a day, take some Instagram pictures and all this stuff. And I think the girl kind of read between the lines of what I was saying, and she kind of got a little upset. But nonetheless, only boats I'm going on. Party barges full of booze and women and a yacht with a full staff, not rented. Someone actually owns a yacht, says, yo, Dan, Vlad, you guys should come on my yacht for a weekend. I'm there.
Wait. Who else is there? I'm just saying.
You and I are going to be invited. And the guy, or girl, whoever owns the yacht, they have a staff. And they're like, look, we're going to be all partying all weekend. They're probably going to have some of their friends. You can maybe bring a friend or two. Let's do this. Other than that, I don't need to go to the middle of the ocean. I don't need to be submersed. You know,
no.
It's only, you know, the only people that are probably on that submersed submarine.
They were, yeah.
Rich white people.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Country people don't do that either.
I'm sorry. No, Sergey. This is not racial. Like, this is
no, it's just real.
It's real, bro. I'm just letting you know, as a black man, the convincing my girl had to do to get me to go on a party boat.
A party boat? Nah, I can do a
party. Right? And it, you know what I mean? Just to get me on a boat. I know that when the family went on a cruise, I knew all the not even the complaining, but my mom had a convincing, all the convincing she had to do. My dad's like, let me watch my news. Let me watch my news, you know. But she kept on hounding until he was like, you know what? Forget it. I'll take the family on a cruise. But you know what happened? 15 years in.
Yeah.
15 years in, 3 children. Yeah, you're a good woman. All right, let's go. I'll go on a cruise with you.
Honest woman right
there. That's it. Look, we're not doing that.
Big Lynn doesn't even know how to swim. You think we spent time near the water? Hell no.
We not doing that.
I'm not doing it. I'll take you to any beach in the world. I'll take you all over the place. I am not getting on a boat in the middle of the ocean. There's something called the Titanic. Yeah, It happened. Look it up.
Like, what's the fascination? That movie really got you befuddled?
And it's not even a good movie.
It's not. I've never watched it.
Well, why would you? You know the end of the story. Surprise!
Somebody told me that the best part of the movie is when the people were actually passing away because it sounded like a ping pong machine just going bing, bing. They were hitting the boat. So I don't know. I mean, we know people got some dark humor, but that's what I heard. But then, you know, when you think about it, and I'm sorry, I don't want to make it seem racial, but
go ahead.
Ain't no brother going to be risking his life after meeting some shorty after a week. I'm doing that.
See, that's the difference. You know, that's when you're going to get me, like, right when we meet, like, you know, we should go on this boat because we could be together the whole time. Like, oh.
So what? You love me for a week? I'm risking my life?
Yeah,
hells no.
I know. I threw up so much on that one cruise I went on. It was disgusting.
All right, man. We'll get back to sports after this break.
Yeah, let's go.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.